Hi there, and welcome to this episode of the Everyday Millionaire Mindset Matters podcast, where I'm joined by my wife, Olympic mental performance coach, Stephanie Hanlon-Francy. In these episodes, Stephanie and I have a conversation about the different aspects of what we refer to as Mindset Matters, because we believe that for those who are awake, we are living in and through the most impactful time in history. Your view of the world is the filter for how you will experience the evolution and changing dynamics of it. Our intention is to provide you with ideas, nutritious food for thought, and some tools that you can use to help you in being your greatest self and living your best life. Listen in. Enjoy. Hey, folks, welcome to Mindset Matters. Patrick here, all alone. Gosh, Stephanie's away, so I am, in fact, on my own. She is in Montreal at a World Figure Skating Championship. Her U.S. team did, in fact, hit the top of the podium, took home a gold. And I think this is their second year in a row of World Figure Skating Championship, winning it. And she's excited about that. And her teams, I think they had 7 or 8 teams there this year, did very well right across the board. I don't know all the details. I just know that U.S. won. Anyways, I'm here today on my own, and I want to start off and give some context to this particular podcast, which was a bit challenging for me to do, as monologues are. I'll get into that in a minute. But I'll start by saying that there was a quote by actor Woody Allen that I didn't know was by Woody Allen, and he said that 80% of success is showing up. Just show up. But, you know, ultimately showing up means many different things to different people, but the actual context for the quote is not really that complicated. It really says that you can't do anything meaningful or of significance unless you, in fact, arrive. You show up. And that brings me to what I want to talk about and to my day and this particular podcast topic that evolved through the day, by the way. Because you see, I had a whole list of concepts, and Stephanie is away, so I knew I had to do something I don't really consider myself at being very good, and that is a podcast monologue. You know, here's the thing. I've been excited to talk about things that I've either read about or that I've researched or I've had recent epiphanies on, and I actually want to share those things with you, but this morning I woke up and I'm feeling a little tired after a pretty full week. And my self-talk, first thing I noticed was how I just didn't think I have the mental energy to do anything. I just didn't have it. And on top of that, I didn't really sleep all that well. You know, Stephanie was away, and then my dogs, or our dogs, you know, Rango and Echo, you know, 115-pound Bernese Mountain dogs, they decided that, oh, you know, boss lady's away or lady boss is away, you know, why don't I sleep with you? And so anyways, we had a little bit of an argument in the middle of the night, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, long story short, I'm sure you've actually know the feeling what it's like when you didn't get a great night's sleep. And you had, and then of course the next day, like me today, I'm constantly reminding myself about how much I didn't sleep, and everything feels a little off. And, you know, I can feel the excuses coming into my head. And aside from all that, I decided I'm going to get up anyways, which I did. And I played with the idea of not recording the podcast. I was thinking to myself, let's face it, if we wanted to, we could just do a throwback Thursday, which we generally only do some version of that if we're both unable to record for some reason. And I thought, oh, you know, nobody'd even notice. I mean, who would care? It's not like it's a cure for cancer. It's just a podcast, and it's not really that big a deal. I mean, after all, it's not that big a deal. The point is I had all that self-talk going on, and it really didn't stop. And I did think about just hanging out. I need a rest, you know, hang out with the dogs, a little devil on my shoulder, the pitchfork, you know, he's telling me that, gosh, you worked hard. You deserve some rest. It's, you know, you need it. And I was kind of sitting there weighing my options. So I grabbed a coffee and I went out and enjoyed a beautiful day and a view. And I decided to have a fire, and I got a fire going in our fire pit, and a really cool fire pit, by the way. I'll tell you about it one day. It's a smokeless fire pit by design. And that's a whole different conversation for you guys out there that want to enter the conversation of a smokeless fire pit. Anyways, sitting around, I started a fire. A good friend of mine dropped by for a visit and sat around chatting and having a cup of coffee and, you know, really just chatting about the week, past week, and what we got planned for this week and some of the challenges and all the good things. And anyways, just chat around the fire. In behind all of that, I'm thinking, what do I want to do? And I knew ultimately what I would do, but let me give you some backstory to all of this thought process. Because I think it's a good reminder for me, but I think there's some good lessons in it for you. So over the years, I think taught myself quite well and have a pretty good discipline that through repetition and sitting down and writing to capture my thoughts and researching and getting guests booked and recording that I do for the podcast has to be all part of a plan, and it gets done, and it's a non-negotiable. And now 8 years later and a few hundred shows later, it's helped me see that a goal that is being pursued in any kind of meaningful way, you get to a point where despite the circumstances, you show up. And, you know, the show must go on kind of thought process. And then you put in systems and you do all the things that you need to do should something not work out. But ultimately, like I say, 8 years later, the show has grown. It's got a great following. And that just because I show up. And that's become an even more prevalent or bigger priority, if you will, as I really am now focusing on growing the podcast even more and Mindset Matters and playing into some of the things that we want to do as we go forward in these different phases of our life around our coaching and our workshops and the things that we love to do. Now, let me give you a little bit more background. So I want to get, I guess, a little philosophical through all of this. So author Stephen Pressfield wrote, "The war of art is between ourselves and the forces of self-sabotage that stop us from doing our work." Let me say that again. He wrote, this is Stephen Pressfield wrote, that the war of art is between ourselves and the forces of self-sabotage that stop us from doing our work. The artist, in fact, is a warrior, being anyone actually, who is bringing something to the world that does not yet exist. And he goes on to describe the battle with the mind over sitting down and intentionally producing meaningful and impactful content, such as a podcast, such as a written article, such as actual art, painting, or whatever. Or what actually, whatever you want to frame, but that's what it is. So when we know when an artist knows that they must write or they must paint, they must present, they must speak, but you don't really want to because you're tired or you're anxious or you're distracted and your mind begins looking for justifiable excuses, as actually mine was this morning. And these are seemingly small things, I guess, when, you know, any rational mind could easily argue for the legitimate reasons to put off or postpone the date with, in this case, you know, my recording studio. It's that little devil going, "Oh no, you've worked so hard. Take a break. You need the rest." But, you know, here's the thing. It's the seemingly small things that come to matter more than the actual effort, because in my context of being your greatest self and living your best life, it is actually a byproduct of intentionality. So in other words, if you become accustomed to breaking promises to yourself, if you leave the door cracked for exceptions here and there, just a little bit, you risk ultimately of it being kicked wide open and it just becomes one big excuse. Now, I can speak to this both personally and professionally because after many years of working with literally thousands, in my case, of real estate investors, but also small business owners and just individuals overall, people tend to break promises to themselves all of the time. You know, Stephen Covey wrote a book, The Speed of Trust. If you've never read it, I suggest you do. But it really talks about how we can't even trust ourselves if we don't have the discipline to do that. And it is the little things. So all to say, it's why for me, I have different reminders as part of my life that help me, I guess, stay honest, if you will, with myself. And that includes, you know, thoughts and a way of being and philosophy and people that nudge me and encourage me. Because ultimately, if I skip it, I can find that there'll always be a reason to find another reason to skip it. You know, it's a very easy thing to all of a sudden not care about. Here's the reality. Progress is a lifestyle. Growth is a lifestyle. It is a way of being. At least from my perspective, we're talking about anything meaningful and or any meaningful type of evolution. So right now I'm jumping around and I'm in the middle of a number of different books. But one of them that I've really kind of started to sink my teeth into a little bit more is called Be Your Future Self by Ben Hardy. And the topic for me is really intriguing because it speaks to the journey I've been on for really the past few years. It's part of actually my whole thought process around some of the coaching I do is that, you know, think about who you will be in a few years and pull that into the present. That's actually what keeps you in the present. Different conversation, but it's a journey that I've been on the past few years. And depending on how much of all of that I can digest at any given time, it turns out to be a couple of different things for me. First, it's really enlightening. But for me, more importantly, I think it's a confirmation that I'm on the right path. And Stephanie and I are going to actually continue to dive deeper into this as we look at this concept and share it on the podcast and even with our coaching. And we'll be sharing it in upcoming episodes. But one realization is that it led to me, or one of the realizations it led me to, was the illusion of choice and the difficulty that many have in making decisions. And we often struggle with decisions. And what the illusion of choice highlights is that there are a set of behaviors that must be carried out to be effective. The idea of alternate routes is an illusion. There actually are no choices when it comes to doing what's necessary. We actually know what must be done to win the game we're playing. But knowing that is one thing. And knowing that and actually having to propel yourself to action when you don't feel like it, when maybe you're not 100% certain, is something totally, and I would say entirely different. And that's, in fact, why it's so valuable. So to get to that place where you can take the emotion out, remove the internal, I don't know, the internal deliberation and automate the things you know are going to help you or to help push you to be that better version of yourself. In other words, you show up for you, no one else, period. And that is actually a non-negotiable. When I look at the, in this case, the podcasts or the presentations I do, depending on what we're talking about in terms of business, I have to show up for the commitment I have to myself. And that's the level I think we all want to get to and play at and do it kind of consistently. And because it just is the way you are, you're that way at a cellular level. And in thinking about this, I was drawing some parallels to a lot of different aspects of my life, such as my fitness training or my diet, business commitments, the research I have to get done for an upcoming speaking gig. And it's all happening when I'm feeling a little mentally drained. And It means that I can't give myself a chance to try and rationalize my reasons not to step out and not to rationalize or step up, and more my reasons or my rationalization for my reasons to step out. And I just have come to understand that this is important for me for all the right reasons. I have to keep the door shut and not have to be spending time thinking about how to stop, but to just do what's next, simply doing what we always do, or what I always do, or what you always do. What you signed up for cannot be self-perceived as some kind of monumental sacrifice. So you're going to work, you're doing the job that you're doing, and it's the sacrifice every day, you're grinding it out. There has to be a strong component, is that it's just what you do. It's neutral. In fact, it's aligned with your values, and the outcome that you get inspires you, even on the occasions sometimes when you don't feel like it, because sometimes you just don't feel like it. But you do what you do anyways, and that puts you on track to accomplish some really incredible things. So as I'm going through all this thought process and making notes, I get this text from Stephanie, who's in Montreal, as I said. And she says, "Hey, hun, do you remember Doug?" And doesn't matter his last name. "Do you remember Doug who did our Values to Vision program a few years ago?" And I text back, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do." And she texts me that she just ran into him in Montreal, and he walked up and he gave her a big hug. And he shared that at the time of doing the Values to Vision work, he was feeling suicidal, which we didn't know. And that the work we did at that weekend with a small group of people saved his life. That's his story. And that so many years later, he draws on the tools to keep himself grounded, and he uses those, and he's had a great life, and he's a happy guy. And I went, "Holy cow, that is so awesome." Now, I share that story because that is why I show up. But I show up because I show up for me. The result I produced was about Doug. Got it. That's cool. But that is for me. And I know that that might not make sense. And I know I can speak for Stephanie when I say that we show up for us individually and certainly collectively, because we are, in fact, linked to our purpose of having a positive impact on others. But make no mistake, that's about us. We show up for us. And so remembering all of this ultimately pushed me this morning. And I sat down here in front of my mic, and I had to, you know, struggle to get my tech working and double check, and I had to set up my notes. But I looked at it and I go, it's not like this is torture. In fact, I'm actually pretty happy to stretch and risk embarrassing myself and doing this episode alone in a monologue. And the reality is that if I opted out, I'd have missed out on something that I think is, or I'm hoping at least, is going to be pretty valuable in different ways for different people. But I'm not telling myself that this is some huge victory. It's actually just what I love to do. And so I think the question worth asking ourselves, or you asking yourself when facing the adversities as life presents them, as it of course tends to do in whatever arena we play in, is, are you willing to show up for you? Can you turn that internal dialogue, that internal deliberation switch off? And when it comes to the tasks you face before you, minimize that or rationalize or justify the reasons to opt out. We don't need, or we don't want that. So there can be no thinking of the crack in the door to escape through. And otherwise, we risk always looking for that crack, always looking for the opportunity to opt out. And whether it's producing content and being the artist and whatever that is that you might do, being your greatest self, living your best life comes from showing up and showing up for you. And ultimately, that is the commitment of Mindset Matters. And it is the commitment we make to ourselves. So having said all of that, Stephanie, if you're listening, I miss you. And to all of you, thank you for listening. This was fun. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. If you found value in the podcast, please take the time to rate and review and share with others. Share with your friends. As it is my goal to always improve and to provide the highest value for you, the listener, if you have any comments, suggestions, or questions you'd like answered, please email me at ceo@reincanada.com. That's ceo@reincanada.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, Patrick out.